This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final hour of the show is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on an Friday. As we roll on, in case you missed it, the starters were named for the NBA All-Star Game coming up in Chicago in a month.
And?
James Harden is amongst them.
Okay.
He is in. The two captains for the second year in a row, LeBron James and Giannis Antetokounmpo. So you got that going for you, which is nice. And remember, they got the new format now where the two captains pick the teams. They first pick all the starters. And then when the reserves are named next week, they would continue to draft their entire roster.
I will admit, last year, I watched the NBA All-Star Draft, and it was pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
It was LeBron and Giannis, and they were pretty funny the way they went back and forth.
Yeah, who was it that they dared LeBron to...
And then they were like, good, because I wanted somebody else.
Yeah, and they were going back and forth. And I think that was after the first year, they said... That would be great to televise that live because there was a lot of dialogue. So you got that, which is cool. So the East starter pool includes Kemba Walker, Trae Young. I can't believe Trae Young's starting. Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks is starting for the East. That tells you what's happened to the Eastern Conference. Kemba Walker, Trae Young, Pascal Siakam becomes the first G League player ever to earn All-Star starting status, which is pretty cool because he's become a hell of a player. Joel Embiid and Giannis Antetokounmpo. On the Western side of things, you have James Harden, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, Luka Doncic, LeBron James. Advantage West.
Big time.
If it was just separated like it used to be. But instead now, they're going to do it by draft.
I mean, there's literally MVPs on the whole.
Yeah, and here's the thing. James is not going to be last. But I look at this and I go, Trae Young, Pascal Siakam. I just don't see them as like all-star. When we talked about, remember a week or so ago, about superstars versus just really good players.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're really good players, but I don't think they're all-star, superstar type caliber players.
I would agree.
So.
I would agree with that.
So there you go.
But you got on one hand, you got a bunch of young, really good players out of the East. I guess Joel Embiid is a superstar.
I just think
he just can't stay healthy.
I think Ben Simmons, Kyle Lowry, Bradley Beal, all three, to me, would be better than Trae Young.
You got Joel Embiid and Giannis, and then a bunch of young players that you would say are really good.
Well, and Kyrie's really good, but he's missed too much time, so he's not going to make it.
But in the West, you've literally got a roster full of either MVPs or potential MVPs.
So that behooves me to ask you the question, is Russ an all-star? Because look, especially lately.
Is he a starter? No. Is he an all-star?
Yes. As a reserve?
Yes.
I believe he is, too.
I believe he is.
But I don't know. I guess, and because, here's the thing. If the Rockets were a top four team, if they were playing really, really well, then I think they'd get the extra nod to have a second player. But because they're wallowing in the bottom half of the Western Conference right now, they've struggled in the last couple of weeks. Unless they really pick it up, I don't know if Russ gets in.
I could see that. I mean, you got two from the Lakers. You're going to get a couple from the Clippers.
I'm going to give you a fair question, and I want both of you guys to respond honestly.
No.
Okay?
Nope. I'm not doing it.
If it comes down to it, who's an all-star? Russell Westbrook or Chris Paul?
Chris Paul.
Probably Chris Paul.
I think so, too.
I'd have to make... Because you make a good point about them wallowing, and then also, he's probably more important to his team than Russell is to the Rockets.
But is that what you... That's why I said, my gut reaction was Chris Paul. But if you think about this for a second, the argument that you'd be making about how important he is to the Thunder, and I'm not disagreeing with you on that, that is more of an MVP discussion than an all-star discussion. I think you have to look... All-star is all about the numbers. It's all about what you put... Not what you mean to your team. It's about what you put up. It's about the sexiness of your game.
A contributing factor
it's a
as
hype
well.
Train, too. Because we all know that guys that have been all-stars in the past get all-star picks when they're not having anything less than a crap season. But because of previous reputation...
It's a popularity vote.
Yes.
But I'm saying, in the spirit of what the all-star game is, it's the best players by what they produce on the court, not by what they mean to their team.
Yeah.
Because Trae Young doesn't mean anything to Atlanta because Atlanta ain't that good.
That's the other thing, too.
Right?
I mean, he's the best player on a bad team.
But he's an all-star because of the numbers he puts up, not because he means so much to the Atlanta Hawks, because the Atlanta Hawks aren't good. The Thunder is sitting in a playoff spot, wouldn't be there if it weren't for Chris Paul. So as far as value goes, he's probably should be top five MVP candidate this year based on what he's done so far. All-star over Westbrook?
I think he is.
It's close.
I think he is because at the start of the year, and it's just exactly what you just said, though. I think because at the start of the year, most people thought that the OKC was a lottery team, and it was going to be not even close.
Cool, then vote for him for MVP, but let me give you statistically what the two are.
That's all
right. Russ is, right now, I'm going to do points, total rebounds, and assists. Mm-hmm. Russ is at 25-8-7. Chris is at 17-5-6.
Okay.
There's no way Chris Paul's having a better year than Russ on the court, statistically.
But again, Chris Paul plays far less minutes than Russell Westbrook, too.
Yeah. Well, so why would he get the All-Star nod over somebody that's on the court more?
Because his team is doing more with
less. He should
be
scoring more. Russ has a ball hog on the team that's scoring 40 a game, and he still gets up more points than Chris Paul does, who doesn't have anybody else to score and compete with him for shots on that team. And Russ is still putting up 25.
I'll have the debate with you about Chris Paul and Russell Westbrook. I mean, you can totally make an argument for Chris Paul for Russell Westbrook. So I totally understand that. The only thing I contest is whether or not they use how important you are to a team as a contributing factor. They absolutely use that in the All-Star vote. Whoever's voting in the All-Star, I guarantee you that's a contributing factor.
Fans?
The only thing, but I'm pretty sure they think about that as one of several things that they would consider when voting someone into the All-Star.
If you're talking about fan vote, because fan vote is all popularity. Fan vote is all popularity.
But fans are out, right. This is now where the coaches pick the rest of the team.
So I could see the coaches saying, hey, Chris has done a lot for that team. He should be at the All-Star game. But if you're going to tell me that Chris is having a better season statistically...
I'm not telling you he's having a better season. I'm saying he's more deserving of an All-Star nod because at the start of the year, you looked at the Rockets and said top three team. Team that should be competing for a championship. And they've underachieved.
You can make an argument. That's value. That's MVP. That's not All-Star. All-Star means you're a star on the court. Russell Westbrook is a bigger star than Chris Paul. He's statistically MVP-wise, prolificness. I mean, he's a better basketball player at this point than Chris Paul is. If you're talking about anything other than value to a team... Russ wins that hands down
because, okay,
you don't think that Russ wins any of those other categories other than value to a team?
I'm going to tell you right now, because of team results and because of making your teammates better, and for a lot of reasons, I feel like Chris Paul is having a better year than Russell Westbrook, regardless of taking more into account than just stats. Simply because we even looked at it and said just what you said. Russ is not being Russ for a good portion of the first half of the season because. He's not fitting in with James and the new system and everything that's going on. Whereas Chris not only is having a hell of a year himself, but he's made everyone around him better, and a team that shouldn't have even been sniffing a playoff spot is in the middle of it. And I think that that's going to be into consideration.
Okay.
So
disagree.
That's fine. And so there you have it. So you guys can let us know if you want to chime in on that. But interesting now that we get down to the reserves to see how they select.
So who picks coaches and media or just coaches?
I think it's coaches in the league.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think the league. Because I can
guarantee you Chris Paul is going to be on there if the league's involved.
See, like, you can make it, like, Yao Ming got in, remember?
Yeah.
Strictly because he was really, really popular at the time. He was this tall.
I wouldn't say strictly. He got off to a slow start. He did earn it. But
at the end, right? Because at the beginning, he was kind of flimsy.
You talking about when the fan
vote? You would
vote?
Wink at him, and he would fall on the floor, and he wasn't really – let's be honest. He was sorry at the beginning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you can make – okay, I'll ask you this, Joel. Percentage-wise, how much of it was because he was popular, and how much percentage-wise was because of his skills? I would say it was more than
it was all popular.
More for popularity than anything.
He was
else.
Getting everyone in China was voting for him.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Online, because there's no restrictions to where you can only vote if you're in the U.S.
I was getting knocked over by Muggsy Bogues and people that height. Like
I told you the story about when we were on the road. We opened the season at Indiana. We had just gotten Yao. He was the hype train. Conductor, and he was awful. And we were going to the airport to get to the plane, and I called Tim Frank at the league office, and I go, "You got a big problem on your hands." He said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "This guy's going to be the leading vote getter for the All-Star game, and he's awful." Yeah. And he's like, "Well, what do you mean?" I go, "Just kind of what you said." I was like, "He looked out of place. He looked intimidated.
Soft.
He looked soft." And thank God, a month and a half later, we were having the conversation again. I go, Timmy, you guys are awfully lucky, but we're awfully lucky too, because when they, you know, you have to draft him.
Uh-huh.
You just have to, for the marketing and the media and all the hype and all the other things. But thankfully, a month and a half in, he turned the corner quickly. He found his niche. He got better, and then he became the real Yao Ming in the NBA.
Yep.
So that,
I mean, he was deserving of it later on.
Absolutely.
But that early one, yeah, that was just China rocking the vote.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how the rest of it plays out. It's in Chicago. I don't know if you saw the uniforms or not, but now all the uniforms for all of the different events are going to be different, and they all represent colors that are used in the loop, the train in Chicago. The different routes and the different trains have different colors. The two uniforms for the actual game itself are red and blue with pinstripes.
Brand Jordan, too.
All the uniforms are Brand Jordan. They pay homage to the Bulls uniforms during the championship run that had the very fine pinstripe in them, so the blue and the red with the pinstripes. Pretty good-looking uniforms.
Yeah, but, they like them.
First of all, any grown-ass man, and you're all about no uniform or no jersey guy.
Yeah.
But I get that even with football and baseball, but at least they have sleeves. Any grown-ass man that is displaying a basketball jersey as a jersey that you're going to wear in public, especially when you decide not to wear a shirt underneath it, but overall just wearing it, you're an idiot. That is the worst look ever.
Have you seen some of the All-Star shoes Nike has dropped?
Not yet.
LeBron and Giannis and
Bron's got
Dame.
I love he's got his old
Paul George.
Bron's got his old design coming out with the air all the way through the bottom, which I love, which is great. But they're like teal, aren't they?
They're black and teal, yes.
Yeah.
I think Dame's, he's got one coming out. It's all blue, and it's the Heckler version. Kind of like those. The rest of them, they don't really do it for me. Dame Lillard's shoes,
I haven't
nice.
Seen them.
I steal them just like, I can't get down with new school sneakers.
Get off my lawn guy.
No, I just like the old school, you know, traditional.
Like the Chucks to Hoopin.
Those new Chucks that came out, though, are nice. Have you seen them? The new Converse?
With the chevron and the star Chucks. On them?
Yeah. Converse dropped the new.
Converse is
dropped the new All-Star sneaker edition, and they're nice.
Kelly Oubre is their player signature model guy.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get back in the hoop shoe game. Converse is. I'm just not. Look, ever since the Dr. J's and the weapons, I'm out.
Did you not see them?
I saw them.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think they were.
They look pretty nice. They actually look like something I would wear with jeans and a t-shirt.
Right, but I'm not going to wear them on the court.
But that's why I don't like the new school. It's not because it's new school and I'm get off my lawn guy. I just don't think they go good with jeans and a t-shirt. They look better on court than they do out in the streets. Okay. Old school sneakers, like old, you know, the Jordan 11s and 4s and all that, I think look better.
Well, they look good with skinny jeans, and we know that your big ass can't fit into skinny jeans, so that's why it wouldn't work on. I get what you're saying. That's what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying.
Wait till he slaps the table and then starts grunting at you.
He's going to shoot me. What he's going to do. Is this thing bulletproof?
Thank God there's two. The question to ask during the break. It's very interesting. All right, we'll continue to roll on. It's the usual suspects, ESPN at SM5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hell yeah, this is awesome. I came all the way from Memorial City, had to get gas before I got here. Stopped at the gas station. Homeless man approached me at the pump, right? He's sitting here with his bum-ass leg walking towards me, asking me for spare change. I said, I ain't got it. He turned, walked away. Here's the thing. He forgot his limp. Oh, yeah. So I hit him with my car. I told him to stay in character. Don't ever break character, you lying.
There you go. Final clip awesome. Of our Comedian of the Week, Nathaniel Amador. He's working with Barry this weekend at Fusion. If you want to check him out, please do. In the meantime, we had clips at 115, 215, 315. So if you missed any of them, this is the portion of the show where I tell you to go to ESPN975.com. At the top of the page, you see the tab for The Usual Suspects. You click on that. You see the hours that you missed. Catch up on hours one and two, as well as finishing out on number three. And then when you're done with that, stay on that page. Follow the instructions on how to download the app, and you can take us anywhere, everywhere, and never miss another portion of a show.
Nathaniel doesn't normally swear when he performs, right?
He's not a very dirty comedian. He curses, but it's not egregious.
Yeah. Because you see a lot of his content. I'm pretty sure he's capable. And he's just
he'll curse. He curses.
I just haven't seen a lot of his content with that, which is cool.
He does it the right way. So some people curse too much for no reason. And some people don't curse at all, and he's gotten a nice little mix, especially with the F word, right? Like, that sometimes can be used too much. It's funny because Andy Huggins and I talk about this all the time, using the F word in comedy, and there's a time when it's necessary. There's a time when it's the perfect word to use in a joke, and that's what Huggins has said all along, because we both have jokes that have the word in it, and if you take it out, joke's not as funny.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's okay.
It's a more difficult transition too if you swear a lot and then you get a big opportunity like on a big program, like a big talk show, like I don't know.
Oh yeah. If Jimmy Kimmel says, hey, come do a 7-minute
set, you gotta clean it up.
It's much more difficult if your jokes require curse words to be funny. So that's why I always tell new comics, if you're out there and you want to be a new comedian, you're getting started, learn how to write clean, work clean, and be clean. You can always go the other way. It's always easier to go from clean to dirty than it is to be a filthy, dirty comedian and try to work clean. So, yeah, that's true. Somebody texted us when we were talking about sneakers and mentioned that the new Windy City Jordan 34 is out, and it's kind of a hat tip to Jordan and his time in the city. Uh-huh. And it's got some iridescent stuff on it. And I don't like it that much, but on this page that I found on footwearnews.com that has the Windy City Jordan for the All-Star game, it's okay. But then I scroll down, and you and I and Nick all like this Air Jordan 34 SE. It's black and white. It's got a zipper on it.
Yep.
Pretty slick-looking shoe. That, of all the new shoes that are out, I would definitely wear that just out on the street.
It is
a good-looking shoe.
Model Zion was wearing.
Right, but his didn't have the zipper on it.
No,
his had the laces.
Not that colorway
the 34.
Yet, but yeah.
Yeah, not this SE with the, because this didn't have, it's got like a shroud over the laces and all this.
Are the Air Jordan 34s, are those the ones that are teal in color? Or is that
no,
the
34 is just the style.
It's got the
so they're going to have multiple colorways.
Kind of window for the sole. It's an air pocket window as well as the air in the sole.
They've got a bunch of different colors out.
Okay. Yeah, but I just didn't like the, I know it says 33 here. I just didn't like it. I didn't like the teal and white ones.
The 33?
Called Air Jordan 33.
No, look at the 34 SE.
Yeah.
That's the one you want to Google that we liked. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the 33s. I didn't really mess with those. Those are ugly.
Yeah.
Those are terrible. My goodness. Those look like astronaut boots.
Or shoes that you would wear at the pool, right?
They look like aqua socks.
Like aqua shoes or something.
Yeah. Nice Air Jordan aqua socks you got there, but yeah, I don't like those.
They don't step on rocks.
Uh-uh. And then what they try to do, like I see some, they have like the 30 Air Jordan 33s with the elephant print and all that. It's like, come on, stop trying. Leave that to the threes.
I just can't believe people pay that price point.
Oh,
really?
God, yes.
$295, $265, $190, $250. Come on.
I paid $400 for my Space Jam 11s.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
So that was pretty stupid.
Well, I mean, you got an estate.
That's
you got property.
Nope.
Different places in Texas. I don't have it like Houston.
I have different places in Texas. Stop making things up.
Spring and cut and shoot.
Not cut and shoot. And see, this is the other thing that drives me nuts is when they try to make the new sneakers look like the old sneakers.
Oh, they
they've got the 34
like the
trying to look like the Jordan 11 breads that were black, red, and white.
Mess it up.
Yeah, don't do that. Just let them stand on their own. Okay, Sneaker Talk brought to you by...
Yeah. We need a sponsor for that.
We do.
Did you see the cereal pooper got caught?
Did he really?
First of all,
she. That's another bizarre.
I forgot.
And I didn't
I totally
realize
forgot.
There
I
was
totally
a
forgot.
Cereal pooper to begin with.
Yeah.
Until
no, I thought
I saw
we talked
this
about
article.
It.
No, we did not. P. Randizzle actually sent it to us as well. But it had been happening in this shopping plaza in the parking lot over and over again. And in so December. Someone,
so this lady would just go out and poop in the parking lot.
In the parking lot. Yep. They were finding piles of feces in the parking lot regularly, accompanied by either a wipe or a piece of toilet paper. And the owner of one of the businesses decided to call the police. The person relieving themselves could be seen in the store's surveillance footage. It appeared to be the same person. They'd pull up in an SUV, same spot, same area, poop, clean up a little bit, take off every morning at 6:45.
Okay, well, one, I admire her consistency and her regularness. I wish I was that regular. Although...
She's 51, too.
Yeah, but if you could bowel movement at the same time every day, that's a next level human being type stuff, man. You've leveled up as an adult.
And first of all, and you're in public. Seriously,
that's another thing. I would feel weird not pooping on a toilet.
I see this happening in Massachusetts.
That the lady's name is Andrea Grosser, and she was doing it in a supermarket parking lot.
Pretty accurate.
51 not much years grosser. Old, and she's saying... She has irritable bowel syndrome and was on her way to her nanny job and said that it just happened to act up
irritable
every morning.
They sound IBS. They sound angry.
IBS.
Not irritable, angry. Like if you're pooping in a parking lot, your bowels are angry.
There was an owner of a store that reported it 8 times before they did anything about it because they initially thought it was an animal or like a pet or a dog. So he only reported it 8 times before they realized it was a human that was
hello, HPD. Yeah, that horse that keeps coming in this parking lot and pooping did it again today.
And how do you know it's a horse? Excuse, which was the IBS.
I got to get a stepladder to get to the top of it. It's a lot.
She kept saying the IBS was when it rears its head, you just got to go. And so that was the spot that she would go. And the officer pointed out there was a public restroom like within 50 yards. And then she's like, oh, it won't happen again. So we're just
too late.
We're just sweeping the other too poops
late,
under the
rug.
Too late,
you skanch. It's too late. You're out there pooping in the parking lot. You don't get a second chance.
Now, Nick.
So what's... Okay, listen.
Nick.
What?
6:45 in the morning, which, first of all, Barry's not up. But let's just say the IBS me. The IBS hits her after the nanny job, sometime in the afternoon. And she decides to drop trowel in the parking lot right near Barry in the white shadow as he's getting out of his car. And he decides to go on another rant. He's what getting shot.
I'm getting shot by who?
She's pooping on your car.
Oh, yeah. Those are our fighting words. Yeah. But you know what? I wouldn't shoot you, but I
you
might.
You going to yell at her if she's pooping in the parking lot?
Yes.
Yeah, I would. You got to. You got to at least yell that at the very minimum.
Absolutely.
She pooped on the car.
I yelled at a bum that was pooping downtown once on the sidewalk.
She on the car, did she?
I'm just saying you're hypothetical.
Oh, yeah, you're the
but
one I'm making
saying, okay,
the story
okay,
up.
But hey, okay, she doesn't
forgot
poop on
his
your
own
car.
Hypothetical.
No, time out. So you're saying if she poops on the car, you yell at her. But if you just catch her pooping in the parking lot, you're yelling at her?
I'm letting her know
that's not
appropriate
I'm like,
behavior.
Hey, you're doing what you got to. I'm not doing it.
You guys are a bunch of wusses.
She might start slinging poop at you.
Okay, now you're just being silly.
There's plenty of people that sling poop at people.
Nobody's throwing poop at you.
We've had stories outside of Florida, inside of Florida. People sling poop.
No, you just did not do that in my ear.
That's funny.
I hate you so much. First of all, that's just ridiculous. No one's throwing poop at you. And yes, if there's a grown-ass woman taking a Duke in the parking lot, I'll be like, ma'am, there's a bathroom inside. Take your nasty ass in there and use it. Absolutely, I'm saying something.
And she looks at you and just goes,
I'm like, why wouldn't you? Who's going to see?
I'm not getting into all of that.
No, so, your hypothetical was her pooping onto his car.
Yeah.
That's great. That's look, aggravating
that's
anybody.
That's castle
sure,
law
I get
time.
That.
That's castle law. I'm protecting my property. I can't believe that you would be a wuss and not say something to her.
Dude, if I see some chick dropping trowel and crapping on the asphalt, that's not my business.
Oh, my God.
I'm not
this
getting
is the problem
that.
With society. Guys like Joel that just turn the other cheek.
She didn't.
I
thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I'll be here for 2 more shows. Good night.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we got about a half hour to go in the show.
Guys, I got to tell the people about my bookie. Super Bowl's around the corner. Got to get your bets in. No better place to do that than MyBookie. That's right, MyBookie.ag. Your place, the place, the best place to bet online. It is one of the most trusted sites in the industry. And hey, look, Super Bowl's here. You're going to obviously get some action on that. But once football goes away, still plenty to do on there. NBA, Premier League, college hoops, even the UFC, if you want to do that as well, all right there. They have in-game live betting as well. So if you happen to not get your bet in time for the Super Bowl because you're doing whatever, I don't know, maybe day drinking or whatever, you can get in-game live action. So you can bet at halftime if you want to. And they've got the parlays. They've got the teasers, the prop bets. Plus, nobody pays you faster. They've got great promotions, outstanding customer service. And it all goes down at mybookie.ag. And look, I mentioned the lines and the prop bets and the better odds. But the big thing here is no one pays you faster. That's super important. A lot of these places out there, they're going to slow play you when it comes time to get your money out. Not MyBookie. When you want your money out, they're going to validate that it's you and then pay you. It's that simple. And if you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway. That means all the way up to $1,000. So if you put in $2,000 for your initial deposit, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. It's that simple. All you have to do to take advantage, use promo code radio to activate that offer. That's promo code radio, and you're good to go. Go sign up right now. MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So, final half hour of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's a Friday. Obviously, we're a little bit more liberal, and doesn't matter.
Speak for yourself, Joel. Story, I'm a libertarian.
This story kind of fits right in your wheelhouse.
I'm right down the middle.
There's a Barstool story. Twitter's horniest man shares a thread of every porn star he's met over the years. In the last 4 years, he has posted pictures with over 25 porn stars. And these aren't just like selfies, head and shoulder shots.
Right.
This dude has gone to every convention in Chicago, porn convention.
That's sad.
It is. But yet when you see these pictures, there's pictures of him kissing one porn star's rear end.
Bro, oh no. First of all, never kiss a porn star. Second of all, don't kiss him on the butt. Good God, what are you doing, man? Yeah. Now you got to bleach your face. That's terrible.
And now
who's out here kissing porn stars on the butt?
And so when I read, when I saw this story and read it this morning, and I put it up for you guys to see, they had every picture, they had every tweet, and then they had his Twitter page, in which he also made statements like, "My boss is walking the office today with her blonde hair in a ponytail. I can't help but think of grabbing that thing while doing her from behind."
Oh,
and all these
God.
Other things. And I was like, oh, this dude thinks he's just Teflon, but that's not the kind
what's
of thing you say about your boss.
What's his Twitter handle? I got to go see this weirdo.
I believe it
is. At what?
It is at pornstarfan4L.
The number four?
Yes. Yes. So what has happened is he thought for some reason somehow that this was just going to be his little secret and his little hobby.
Uh-huh.
Once Barstool put the article out this morning, he went in and deleted and made and like deleted all of the post, his Twitter post in the article.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he must have deleted his account. Or no. That. Oh, yeah, it's at pornstarfan4L. Okay, that's just gross.
Yeah, he had all kinds of pictures up this morning. But, like, what is your life?
42 minutes ago, he posted this. Okay, I need to say something, though. I'm not doing nothing wrong going to Exotica. People have done a lot worse things than I've done doing that. I just love going to Comic-Cons, meeting celebs, and, yes, occasionally going to Exotica. So what? I've met porn stars. Okay, how about your weird ponytail fantasies with your boss. And, oh, boy, I just saw a picture of him. Yeah. I get it now. I get it.
Like, he literally
let him be.
Put.
I get it.
Leave him alone.
He literally put, these pictures will be split in 25 pics because Twitter only allows 25 posts in a thread.
Yeah. I get it. This is, first of all, he's a virgin. Let's be real. Second of all.
Got a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, there might be something wrong with this dude.
Oh, you think you're going that far?
Yeah. There might be something wrong. We may be making fun of somebody that can't help it.
I'm not making fun of him. I'm just saying you're putting your business out there like that.
I'm just saying that's weird.
Minute that people see it and he sees that Barstool wrote about it, now he's like, that's not me. I'm taking all that down.
I love this dude has 12,000 followers.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. He looks like, though, that there's something wrong with him.
You're not nice.
I'm just
saying. You don't know that?
I'm just going
French
off.
Too?
I'm going. No, I'm just going off what my eyes tell me. It looks like he might have a little issue.
Shush.
I'm not going to go as far as to say, what did AJ say? He's birth defecty?
Yeah, see, I never said it. I never repeated it. There you go.
I'm not going to go that. He's the one that said it on air, not me.
He sure did.
Okay.
He didn't say it about this guy.
I'm not going to go that far. I mean, he don't look like Eli Manning, apparently. But I'm just—he looks
there
like he might.
No, you go.
He looks like he might have a little issue. Come on, bro.
That's not the same guy.
That is the same guy. He's got on glasses and a camo hat. He's undercover.
Oh, come on, that's not the same. I just think no.
That's got to be the same dude.
No, it's not.
Is it not?
I don't think so.
They kind of look alike.
I don't think.
Maybe they were split in the test.
Anyway, no matter what, I just think, you know, especially if you're like looking for dates and things like that. Bro. Hey, you seem like a nice guy. I'm gonna check you out on Twitter.
This is the dude that goes to the strip club, and the stripper comes over and sits in his lap, and she's like, "Hey, cutie," and he's like, "What? Okay, I'm gonna go to the ATM. I'll be right back." And then he spends $500. And while she goes off to go put all the money up, he's telling his buddies, "I think she likes me, guys." No, I know.
I agree with that.
You guys say that, but look, this one, I think she really
does. And I'm
really
sure all these
does.
Porn stars are charging pretty she pennies said, for these pictures.
She said if she wasn't at work that we could go out, guys. I'm telling you, I really think she likes me.
I know they charge. I'm sure they're charging good money for the pictures to get the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
But in the pictures before he took them down, like, you can see if you're that guy. You're getting more than just
all,
a picture.
If you're kissing any part of a... Okay, well, those are explicit. Wow.
I'm saying.
First, no, I'm just saying there's like... if you just scroll down his timeline.
Well, some of the porn stars they took the
pictures
with,
I just
want
to point out if my browsing habits come up on the internet log.
More than
this
just
was
a,
just for the show, okay?
More than just a computer virus.
I just want to point out that it was more than just, it was just for the show, for the hello. You can, wow.
I mean, and some of them, like, I kid you not, it's not just like a selfie with a porn star. Like, he's laying down with them. He's got their tops down as
so
part
gross.
Of the conventions. And then
would
he's
you
saying,
kiss somewhere on a porn star? Anywhere on a porn
no,
star?
No.
Nick? Would you kiss a porn star anywhere on their body? Anywhere.
Would I what?
Kiss a porn star anywhere on their body.
No.
Yeah, this dude's out here kissing them on the butt.
No.
Pressing up on them, pulling down their tops, and getting away with it. And some of these chicks are out there going, you know how I like to do it. If I'm going to do an appearance, they're going to tell me that I've gone too far.
That's
and like,
crazy.
Some of the poses, some of the pictures he's got, I'm like... I don't know anybody should be proud
so
of that.
So it's like you said, there's a couple of tweets 4 hours ago. I'll be back on Twitter soon, guys. That was 4 hours ago. Then 50 minutes ago, I go, hey, guys, I'm back. I just wanted to disable Twitter for a couple hours and take a breather from the amount of attention that I'm getting. Well, you realized how creepy it was. And you had to go delete a bunch of creepy stuff. So there you go. It's really weird. He's got Ariana Grande, I think.
No.
Yeah. Updating on Christmas, my four hottest women in the world. These four will destroy me in any battle, anytime, anywhere. Ariana Grande, Summer Rae, who we've talked about really early on when we were doing IG chicks, Jada Stevens, and Daisy Keach. Jada Stevens looks like she was the one that was pooping in the parking lot.
That's not a good thing either.
Does it not look like the chick that was pooping in the parking lot?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's not... If that's one of his four hottest women in the world, Jada Stevens, I'm going to need you to up your standards, sir. The rest, the other three, okay, whatever. To each their own.
But again,
what a weirdo.
I mean, you're not doing that.
How do we go from...
I'm not doing that. Nick's not doing that. We're not going, hey, by the way, here's my top four.
No, I grew out of all that stuff.
Right.
That's weird.
But the one where he's got the porn star bent over and he's kissing her fanny, and I'm going, why would you put that out there? Because people, just like you said, people are going, what are you doing?
I don't know. That's weird.
And then once you get exposed, then you're like...
You're like, oh. Yeah, sorry.
Wasn't me.
Sorry, creepy
Shaggy,
dude.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, that's what happens, creepy guy. It's out in public.
Wow, in more ways than one. It's out in public. Yeah. All right.
Zach on Twitter said, hey, man, porn stars are cleaner than Cody's hands.
Wow. And God, we're wrapping up the week that way. All right, we got one segment to go on this show. We're going to put a bow on it and turn it over to the Blitz next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, final segment of the show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah.
Has come out and apologized to the media several times for sign stealing.
Get out of here.
He first said, look, it's not like it was going on every game. We had it going. But he's also said that more players will be coming out with statements because they are stand-up guys. When we said it wasn't going away for a while, it ain't going away for quite a while.
Mm.
He also said that Mike Fiers' role in all this is an issue. Because of the fact that he violated the locker room code.
Got everybody in trouble.
So
snitching ass Fiers.
Because, you know, the rumbling was that most of the pitchers were offended because they said that they had nothing to do with this, but they're being labeled. So
yep.
We'll see how it all plays out. I think nothing gets to start being faded out until after the Red Sox punishment, for sure. That's got to come out first. Right? Tiger Woods, by the way, has just birdied 4 of the last 5 holes. That's exciting. That means there's going to be some TV to watch this
weekend.
Yeah. You're not going to watch it, but it's going to be.
Can't wait.
Love that.
So excited.
Me and
what
Josh
is it?
Rapp are
is
going to watch it.
The yawn open? What is it? The what?
Okay.
No, what is the open that he's playing?
He's playing Torrey Pines.
Torrey Pines.
Yeah, I don't know the changes.
The
sponsors change on it.
Oh.
American Family or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. The American Dad Open.
Keuchel also said it's just what the state of baseball was at that point in time. Was it against the rules? Yes, it was. And I personally am sorry for what's come about with the whole situation. But you're basically kind of justifying it as saying everybody was doing it, right?
Pretty much.
I think you're admitting.
Yeah. Look, at this point, you're stupid if you come out and say you didn't. I know there were a few guys like Beltran. That before it broke and before baseball had wrapped up the investigation, J.D. Davis being one of them. Mm-hmm. It was J.D. Davis, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They came out, no, we didn't. And if they did, it didn't help me. And I wish they would have told me and this and that. Because they're towing the company line. They're doing what a good ball player does, and they're not throwing their former players under the bus. And that's why you come out and say those things. But now that it's out, cat's out of the bag, you're just going to look like a dumbass if you come out and deny it. Nah, we didn't cheat. Nah, baseball and everybody's wrong. We didn't cheat. You're just going to look foolish at this point. So it's better to be like, hey, look, I was on the team. I apologize. I was on a team of cheaters. What do you want me to say? Our bad.
Yeah.
It's a better look.
Yeah, for sure.
Somebody asked real quick. They said, hey, you know what? Do y'all know what's going on over at the box? On 97.9, I haven't heard the Mad Hatter Morning Show.
It's done.
It's a male and a female now. Yeah, it's my buddy Chiotti is on the morning show now. Put in the work doing Nighttime,
he goes
and now
by Hardbody Chiotti, right? Yep. Because he shot the first shot at the Rockets game the other
day. Yeah, Hardbody Chiotti is now taking over. Yeah, Mad Hatter Morning Show is no more. That happened earlier this year.
Yep, sure did.
And my dude, Chiotti, he works out. He goes to J-Row. We get our haircut. That's how we met, as we used to go over there at Nine Innovations when J-Row was over there cutting Aaron Foster's gym. That's when I used to go get my haircut over there. Chiotti works out over there. That's how I met him, because he was like, hey, y'all are both radio dudes. Y'all need to meet. And he's the one that has the shirts I got that said Houston versus all y'all.
Oh.
So he does those. So, yeah, I think it's called Rep the City brand. But, yeah, great dude. Great dude. He does a lot of work in the community and works with kids a lot and very positive influence on children. So, good dude. Glad, happy for Chiotti. I don't know who the female is.
Okay.
But happy he got the morning show. That's a big deal.
It really is. Yeah. And, you know, on the flip side of it is the Mad Hatter was legendary. A staple. I mean, he was Houston.
He was Houston radio. I mean, he was Houston hip-hop radio. No doubt about it. I don't know what he's doing now, but I hope it's something great because, I mean, Mad Hatter was a big part of my
oh, man, no doubt.
My high school days Houston, coming up.
That was a big deal is right. Yeah. And everybody knew who he was.
Yep.
And there was a time that he got, like, gigs on the TV and everything like that.
Just he had hit the fact that, songs and videos. And I think we did it one time on this show where, remember the What's Up, Y'all? What You Gotta Say?
We played it on
the mic. We had Nikki and Jay. Yeah.
I was going to say, because you brought it up last night. Because
the rapping. Snow. Yeah,
because Snow who we work with.
Yep.
Yeah. Talked about her one-time rapping career. And we love Snow. Snow, what'd you say? If you worked with Snow, you'd be Sleet?
Yeah. If I was her producer, I'd just go by Sleet. We would,
be a hell of a storm, wouldn't it, Nick? No.
Just couldn't leave it alone.
There was a dad joke sound effect.
Is there?
Was there?
Yeah, I think it's Dell's.
Yeah, it is Dell's.
Oh, that's right. That's the reason why I wouldn't use it.
Yep. Watch out, Houston. He hit you with a dad joke or something like that.
Yeah, Dell hit him once.
Yeah, just pissed me off when I first started here.
Yeah, dude, I remember you were aggravated,
too.
Oh, my God.
He used to do it to me all the time.
Because your jokes were all the time.
It's like, you son.
Yes, I am exactly thinking that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's how you are, Nick.
Yeah.
You're just mean. Just a mean person.
Oh, boy.
Are you happy this week is over?
Yeah. You need a break. A couple days you need to get a rest. The voice back. Yeah, I apologize in advance. Today was rough just trying to make sure the voice stayed.
Boy, it was. Well, I'm just saying in general. A rough
I'm
day.
I'm a professional. I don't hack up a lung on the mic or... Just only, go behind the desk and just...
That's the thing. Why couldn't they come and get you and tell you to leave like they did me?
I'm a professional.
Done this show without
because while I'm doing the segments, you can't tell.
Yeah, because you don't have bronchitis, Joel. I had bronchitis and the flu. What do you want from me? You got, I got a little head congestion. I got a little runny nose.
You were sick for 2 months.
Yeah.
2 months. Who
and,
does that?
And I powered
Whose
through.
Whose immune system, except for
through.
The guy that's hyper-germophobic,
powered
that
through.
Has to get the common cold and make
I'm
it last
man.
For 2 months?
Because I showed
months.
Up. I'm a man.
Two full
You're
months.
You're a man, huh? Who am I?
What was that?
That was
Pulling
you reaching
a muscle,
for your
reaching
drink.
For nothing.
That was you reaching for the drink on the roof of your car and yanking your back out.
Okay. I'm not even
going to.
That was funny, though.
I'm not even justifying.
Do the French thing again?
Yeah, do it one more time.
I'm not your little dancing monkey where I just do jokes.
Do it right now.
Not a puppet?
Do it.
I'm not your puppet.
Right now.
Thank you.
Right now. Do it.
Fort Worth Jay wants to get in here and talk.
A little dancing monkey where I just
Jay, you got
to
turn down
the
damn
suspect.
Radio.
You're supposed to be a veteran and you're listening on the radio. You're fired.
God,
you're suspended. You're banned.
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
Oh, you're
not
banned him?
No.
Wow.
I'm not banning him. Are you kidding me?
God, Jay, you got to turn your radio down,
bro.
You were
delayed. You called twice. We felt bad that
you
we didn't get
this?
To you.
Do we do this or no?
I'll give him another shot if you want.
I, mean, I hope he's suddenly, got
three.
You're suddenly the one. You threw to it.
Two.
Look how that went.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joel. Did I hurt your feelings?
Are you there, Fort Worth, Jay?
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yeah. What's up, Jay?
Oh, okay, cool. Hey, real quick, Mad Hatter. Now he's the program director for Magic 102.1.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Good deal.
Yeah. And then, I'm a big Ricky Smiley fan. So, Tom Joyner retired.
Yep.
And he gave Ricky Smiley. So, Ricky Smiley is now doing the morning show for Houston. Hey, Barry, real quick. First of all, congratulations. You guys getting through the week without getting pink eye. We ain't going to talk about why. Y'all know what we're talking about.
We don't need to break that up.
Barry,
yes.
I had an argument with one of my coworkers. I said my top five stand-up comics. First, I had Paul Moody number one until Dave Chappelle did Sticks and Stones.
Okay.
So here's my five. Dave Chappelle, Paul Mooney, Chris Rock, Bernie Mac, Corey Holcomb. I left out
very diverse. It's a very diverse lineup you have there.
Yeah.
I like how you mixed in women and white guys. Got a couple Hispanics in there. Very diverse, Jay.
Yeah. Well, you know, be honest with you, I'm going to leave that comment alone. But just tell me what you think. Now, I left off Eddie Murphy because he was kind of before my time. And Richard Pryor, too. You always go YouTube it. But to me, Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor were more funny, movie funny, than stand-up funny.
No.
So tell me what you think.
Jay, I'm here to tell you, I appreciate you, Jay, but I'm here to tell you right now, if anyone doesn't have Richard Pryor on their list of the five best comics in the history of comedy, their list is inaccurate. Richard Pryor is the greatest stand-up comedian of all time.
That's what I said. That's most people, that's pretty across the board people think that.
Period, end of story. In movies, that's more Eddie Murphy. Richard Pryor, later in his career, did movies. But Richard Pryor literally revolutionized stand-up comedy. In as much as like Lenny Bruce revolutionized stand-up comedy. So without Richard Pryor, there is half of your list doesn't exist without Richard Pryor doing his thing in stand-up.
Isn't there another special coming out about Richard Pryor?
I don't know.
There's another docuseries coming out on Richard Pryor. I think it's the last couple of years, the late years of Richard Pryor.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And how you don't have Bill Cosby on that list, man? Look, you can say what you want, and I've said it several times on here, but it was before I knew Cosby was rapey. Before we all knew that. But just as far as stand up comedy goes, Bill Cosby was one of the greatest to ever
do
it.
And he wouldn't cuss, would he?
No, clean as a whistle. Yeah. Clean as a whistle. You got to have Pryor. You got to have Cosby. I think the argument is to be made that George Carlin is one of the greatest stand-ups of all time.
No doubt, yep.
And that he wouldn't be on my list.
Oh, man.
Because Carlin never made me laugh like the other two.
Really?
Really. But prolific, game-changer, intelligence. Like, there was few people that could write and perform at the level that George Carlin did.
My dad would laugh for an hour straight anytime Carlin did stand-up.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that would be the three. That's where I would start, those three. And then we could argue about should Chappelle be on there? Should, you know.
Would you put Eddie Murphy in there?
No.
Really?
I would not.
Okay.
No.
Well, there you have it.
Cool.
Good week for you guys.
Yeah, man. Get better. I hope you get well soon.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We appreciate you guys.
Stop kissing porn stars on the butt and you won't get sick.
Yeah, seriously.
Take us a break. All right. Blitz is next. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.